That's right. It is Dr. Morgan. Good to be with you today. Okay, Saturday, ready to get going here. Thank you very much for taking time from your busy schedules to join me on the radio this morning, or you're probably like laying in your bed. Your husband probably wants to talk to you about everything he's going to accomplish today, like mowing the grass and weeding, but you'd rather listen to me. I'm only joking. All right. If you have not heard of this technique, I bet you have. Let me cover it. Just by chance, someone has not heard of this before. It's called oil pulling. It is so simple. It is so good. But I want you just to... I've read this to you before, but I want to read it one more time. I'm borrowing this from Dr. Bruce Fife. And the article is called Dental Health with Oil Swishing. It comes from the Wellbeing Journal, Volume 17, Number 6. Here goes. The process of oil pulling is very simple. You put a spoonful of coconut oil in your mouth and you swish it around for a period of 15 to 20 minutes. The coconut oil is worked in the mouth by pushing and pulling and sucking it through the teeth. As you work the oil, it sucks up bacteria, toxins, pus, and mucus. Do not swallow it. When you are finished pulling, spit it into the trash. I don't recommend you discarding it in the sink or down the toilet because over time the oil may build up and clog your pipes. After spitting, rinse your mouth with water. Oil pulling is best done first thing in the morning before eating breakfast. After eating, brush your teeth as you normally would. Oil pulling can be done 1 to 3 times a day on an empty stomach. Just before meals is a good time. The coconut oil acts like a cleanser. When you put it in your mouth and you work it around your teeth and your gums, it pulls out bacteria. It acts much like motor oil you put in your car engine. The motor oil picks up dirt and grime, and when you drain the oil, it pulls out the dirt and grime with it, leaving the engine relatively clean. Consequently, the engine runs smoother and lasts longer. Likewise, when we expel harmful substances from our mouths, our teeth and gums work better and they last longer. I don't know how long you're going to live, but you need your teeth. I think everybody agrees with that. It's kind of hard for me. You know, you don't really have to be a... You don't have to have a high IQ. I mean, mine's like 60. But if you are going to live on Earth, you might want to keep your teeth. And historically, what has killed more people than anything else? It's infection. That's one of the reasons why plumbers have done more to save mankind than medicine ever could on any level. You don't think that's true? Where would we be without clean water and sanitation? You know, hygiene. I've noticed something. When people drink dirty water, they get sick, and they get sick often, and they can't get well because they're being poisoned. So plumbers, greatest profession on earth, save more people than anybody else. If you'd like to join me on the radio, there's a phone line open. I think somebody was just trying to call, but thank you for letting me finish that article about the oil pulling. 903-586-5257. Good morning and welcome to the program. Yes, ma'am. You're on the air. I'm sorry. I totally botched that one. Okay, that was my fault. I didn't have the phone line turned on, but it's officially turned on now. So if you want to call me, there is a phone line officially open at 903-586-5257. I sort of botched that, so please forgive me. All right. If nobody wants to call, we're going to go on to the next article here. This is Information Saturday. The more information that I can give you, the better choices you can make. Who wants to work hard their whole life, accumulate $700,000 in wealth, only to have it all lost and gone by health procedures that in a twinkling of an eye can take all your wealth, everything you worked for, and it can be gone? Well, let me read this to you right here. This comes from the article called, well, here, let me get this phone call since I kind of botched it a while ago. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Dr. Morgan. Very blessed. I got through to you.
Yes, you did. Good job. Way to go.
Long story short, my father, biological father, is he has a shake. He's shake, and so my two brothers and I, we are each were born with a shake. Some more than others. My younger brother has it the worst. I'm about in the middle. I'm the oldest, but then the older brother, he has it the least. Well, I'm trying to get a hold of my dad to find out if he's ever been tested for it and to see what it is. So we have no idea. It's just born with it. But since I've turned 60, you know how they say 40 and you start losing eyesight, 50 this? Well, 60, my shake, which has always been okay, has like tripled in force to where I have to hold my hand, both hands, to write. And it depends on what, if I'm having a good day or a bad day, and eating. And now even, and I'm left-handed, and that was my left hand, my right hand is even getting to where it shakes more. Shakes now. It didn't before.
So you're left-handed, but your right hand shakes more than your left hand now?
No, it's catching up to my left hand.
Did you say earlier you have to take your right hand and manually support your left hand if you're going to write?
I not so much support it, but just to help with the... It's not really... It's like tremors. Because it's like the more I concentrate to try to keep it from doing it, that's the worst. I have to really, really concentrate. Well, I said that all backwards, but I have
to make myself relax.
I have to make myself relax. And like if I'm starting to hold something and it'll go into it, I shake. But then it will also have like an earthquake tremor. I said, I have no problem putting on mascara. All I have to do is hold the brush, and it just puts it on.
Do you put it on more locations other than your eyelashes?
Now I do. And it depends on what's happened. Like, I try to stay away from caffeine anyway, but I love my dark chocolate and stuff like that. Because of my mother is very much into, well, we all try to be, but natural herbs, anything that God made, that's where we go first, or try to.
My own heart. Way to go.
Yes, we love. And for all the people listening, Dr. Morgan has a wonderful podcast that y'all can listen to.
Oh, yes you do.
I have never listened
to one of them.
I'm since I found that out, I've been going through, and it's like the last I think it goes back to 2015, but each month, each year, and I'm going through individually and writing down wonderful, God-blessed tidbits that you're giving people to help them.
Oh, how funny.
And it's helping me, too. There's a lot of things I've been incorporating.
Well, you're very nice to say so. Thanks.
To let you know what I have done so far, I got on the web looking on different stuff. I tried Go-To Cola seemed to help the most. I did Skull Cap, and then it didn't seem like it was doing it. I did Go-To Cola, and it seemed better, although I didn't like the liver precautions it was talking about on it. But so I thought, well, what if I put them together? Well, that seemed to put me back where I was. So I quit to get it all out of my system. And then somebody mentioned cannabis oil, and which kind of threw me back. But then I heard a you on a podcast. That's where that comes in, saying, you know, it's okay. You get it, and you can get it all over the place. I was really surprised.
Oh, sure, more and more.
Well, I got a little free sample to try, and that seems to help. I haven't done it full force or tried different brands, but that seems to help. So I'm also wondering about if I put that with the Go-To Cola, although, like I said, I don't like what it says about possible liver damage and stuff. But, so, I'm calling you. Anything you can tell me, I would greatly appreciate it.
You mean anything I say you will consider?
Oh, yes, sir. You got
okay.
it.
You're gonna, if you're going to give me, let me have a go at this. Here goes. All right.
Okay.
I don't know that I'm going to go on any particular order, but let me just say what my thought process is, and I'll give you a little bit of background, and you just ponder it in your heart and decide what you want to do. Because
well,
prize is you want these neurological tremors and shakes to lessen and dissipate and go away, right?
Yes, sir, please.
Well, you beat me to the punch because that was one of the things that I just wrote down in my notes over here, which you don't know this, but I'm the only one that can read my handwriting. It must be like a very unique form of shorthand that no one else can decipher, so...
No, it's because you have doctor in front of
you. Oh,
nobody
it's all making
writing.
Sense. Okay. What you can do is, I think the CBD oil, that just stands for cannabinoids, is going to be one thing that would be very, very intriguing to me. But like anything else, there's going to be the Goldilocks just right dosage or amount that's going to get the job done. And my guess, it's going to be somewhere between 3,000 milligrams to 6,000 milligrams. If you were to purchase, so if you were to go to the health food store or online, you're looking for what's called the concentration of the active ingredients. Those are the cannabinoids. And so if it's, if the bottle says, we want $60 for this, but it contains 500 milligrams of what's called cannabinoids or CBDs. Well, to me, that would not be enough to get the job done. So what I would look at is a bottle that says somewhere between maybe 2,500 to 3,000 milligrams, maybe upward to 6,000 milligrams, because to me, that's going to come closer to causing a good, effective, therapeutic result to rejuvenate the nervous system. And so that's what you're looking for. And you may even want to go online just to kind of play around and see what's for sale. But if you can get it standardized to somewhere between 3,000 to 6,000 milligrams, then I think we have something to talk about. But if you buy one that contains just 100 milligrams, I'm going to say, well, you can do that. I just don't know that we're going to see much of a difference. That's just my opinion. And the good news is, you don't have to get this from marijuana that contains the active hallucinogenic substance called THC. Now, I'm going to waste your time just for a second here.
Go right ahead.
You don't know where my office is, but next door to me, there's a tobacco shop.
Yes, I do.
Well, in the moving right along, in the tobacco shop, they sell these small colored glass pipes. And, you know, me being the naive person that I am, I just kind of observe when I have a free moment, which is rare, and all day long people walk in the store and they purchase their glass pipes and they walk right out. Now, I'm not trying to be judgmental. Roy's not casting stones toward anybody today. But you cannot predict who's going to walk in the door. There could be an older couple dressed with their finest Sunday church clothes, and they walk in there and they come out with a whole bunch of glass pipes. Anyway, that tells me people are either very, very stressed, or they're sick, or they're needing help above and beyond what they can get from medicine. That's all I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
you can purchase CBD oil that comes from what's called hemp oil. But it takes effort and time and energy to concentrate it where you get enough of the active ingredients. And so, if I tell you that cannabinoids or CBD has a very strong neurological effect, I would say, oh my goodness, it's worth a trial. Because this is something that can help repair the nervous system. And so the tremors, the shakes, however you want to say it, with your hands, your body, this is all neurological. And so we have to get to it.
With the little sample thing that I got, I can tell a difference.
Well, isn't that at least promising and hopeful?
Oh, yes, yes. I just, like you said, I didn't know how much of a dosage. I don't know I don't know anything about it.
Well, it's okay. I don't know as much as I should. I just may know more than
average. I'm learning. I'm
going to start interviewing the people that go in and out of the tobacco shop, and I'll find out what they're using it for. And you know what? They'll probably tell me anything I want to know, because people are pretty, if you treat people nicely, they'll tell you just about anything, right? Okay, so
yes,
that's one idea right there. Number two. Now, I'll try to tone it down here, but you have what are called stem cells in your body. And stem cells, they can grow any new nerve tissue that you want. And this is not talked about very much, but I'm going to talk about it. But the stem cells that I'm concerned about, their name is called the totipotent stem cells. To me, it almost sounds like, hey, these dudes are totally potent. They can do anything you want. And these are the permanent stem cells that are the immortal cells. So as long as the sperm and the egg come together, bam, you got these totipotent stem cells. And their job is to make anything you need to repair your brain or your nerves. Now, studies have shown that you can increase the activity by 6 times. Now, I don't know if you know what that means, but that means 600% increase in stem cell activity just by eating blueberries. And so if I could encourage you to consider daily consumption of blueberries, I think that would be a huge payoff for you. Now,
I do eat blueberries, but not daily. But trust me, I will. I go and pick them wherever I can get them.
Even if it means crossing in a Farmer Jones pasture at 2 a.m.
I'm not saying what I do.
How many times have you done that at 2 a.m?
Now, the other thing, this is
me, and this is for the purpose of rejuvenation. And so, if I say the word regeneration, you get that. You're going, okay, we want the body to rebuild and repair and bring it back up to full working order like it's brand new again. And if I say the word rejuvenation, well, a person goes, you know what? I think I've lost some of my vitality. This is worse now than what it was when I was 30 years of age. So I need some help here. I want to kind of regain my youthfulness. But the idea of rejuvenation, I don't even know that's even talked about in any circles beyond, you know, what I would talk about or what you'd read in books or on the internet. And so this is going to sound bizarre, but I'm telling you what I would do if it were me. You ain't going to like this. I know that wasn't good English, but you ain't going to like this. But I am a firm believer in cold water therapy. And so...
Oh, that's my nemesis, cold.
I know it. It's
go
my,
ahead.
It's my,
go ahead.
Yeah, that's my plan today, is to torture you into tricking all your tissues into healing and repairing that which cannot be healed. But you might consider... Since you live near Lake Palestine, why don't you just take a brisk walk down to the lake and jump right in it?
I'm 15 minutes from our lake. I'm in Houston County, and I can walk 15 minutes, and I'm at
what
the
is,
lake.
What is the name of the lake?
Houston County Lake.
Okay, gotcha. So you don't live on the lake?
No, my mother does, but I'm like 15 minutes.
So you could say, Mom, I'm coming over to go skinny dipping. No, I'm joking. No,
No,
that's a joke. But what you would do is, if you had your bathing suit on, you would just try to submerge your body in cooler water. And there's a lot of ideas that go on behind this, but one of them is your body releases heat shock proteins. And so some people might take a cold shower, or they might like dip in a cold bathtub of water. I know it's torture. But if I just leave it as it promotes healing and rejuvenation. Now, another way of saying this, if you were a running back for the Dallas Cowboys, which I know when you were younger, you probably could run and carry a ball like Emmitt Smith could. But if you ever watch their interviews, sometimes they'll go straight into the treatment part of the clubhouse, and you'll see these players, it looks like a horse trough, where they have them filled up with water and a couple bags of ice, and they make the players just sit in there, you know, submerge their body.
I don't see how they can do it.
There's only one way they do that is because they go, you mean I can recover from all my dents and dings and bruises 10 times faster if I dip in ice cold water? Yeah, it's simple as that. And even yesterday, I drove by the store or the clinic or the freestanding location where they do the cryotherapy. And, you know, where you stand in there for, like, what, 2 or 3 minutes, and it's like a million degrees below zero? I just made that number up. Yeah. But anyway, they're using that freezing, nitrogen therapy. And it's effective, but it doesn't beat cold water. And cold water's kind of free.
I have a little trivia for you, but also now I understand why she would do it. I heard that Katharine Hepburn, all she ever took was cold showers. And that lady lived for a long time and did a lot of stuff. Now, and I couldn't figure
and
out why she wouldn't take cold showers.
But she had the shakes too, didn't she?
Yeah. Oh, I never thought about
she
that.
She did, yeah.
She sure did. Wow. Thank
what
you,
was, what was the name of the movie that she and John Wayne were in?
The Lady in Rooster Cogburn.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Rooster Cogburn? That dude is awesome.
I mean, well, that was John Wayne. It was John Wayne.
No, it was Rooster Cogburn. John Wayne is a fictitious character. His real name is Rooster Cogburn.
Oh.
I remember Katharine Hepburn. She tried to convince him not to drink whiskey, and it didn't work so well.
Oh, yes, and she did have the shakes in that. I love
She did, and I just, I don't know why that image came to my mind, but they were sitting by a campfire, and she's trying to talk him into
it. I didn't think about it.
She's more like a gospel preacher than a lot of the gospel preachers.
Yes,
but anyway, yeah, she had the shakes, but that's very interesting trivia that you brought up about the cold showers.
Yes.
I tell you what, if you don't feel like you're alive, take a cold shower. You will feel like you are alive. Mm. Now, one more thing before we go.
Yes, sir.
Anything. I want you to... Did you say anything?
You go.
Okay. The one thing that I want you to also prayerfully consider, I want you to do some homework, and I want you to read about a ketogenic diet for scrubbing nerves clean.
Okay. I've pretty much started that, high fat, low carb, with some recipe books of Chef George Stella, but I'm also seeing that a lot of that has to do with the keto diet, so I will look into everything it says about the keto diet.
George Stella, I haven't heard that name. It sounds like a man's name and a woman's name in the same name.
He is a wonderful chef that makes all the recipes as easy as possible, and there's, I mean, no junk. It's healthy. It's like a keto.
Well, I read an article about a woman yesterday that said that, what disease did she say she cured? Anyway, the woman said that she switched to a carnivore-based diet, eating like I think her husband was a hunter, but he would shoot elk with a bow and arrow, but she would eat elk meat. What disease did she say she cured? I'm sorry, I totally lost it. Anyway, but she cured a neurological disease just by switching to a meat-based carnivore diet. So maybe that included her husband fishing for Chinook salmon up in the streams of Alaska. I don't know.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
Are you going salmon fishing today?
No, I'm not. There's no salmon in Houston County Lake, but
I thought you lived near Lake Salmon.
No.
I'm joking.
Oh, Lake Salmon. I know where you're talking about.
I know,
about.
over there at Grapeland.
Uh-huh. That was a good one, though.
But anyway, if you will, consider those things. There's more to do, but right now, those are going to be your calling card.
Yes, thank you, sir. I greatly appreciate it.
You're
God
welcome.
Bless you and your...
Oh, God bless you. Thank you very much. Appreciate your phone call, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I think I hear the little birds in the background. I don't know. That just always makes me feel good to hear birds singing. They're continually singing praise to their Creator and their God in the heavens above. The number here at the station is 903-586-5257. Good morning, and welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Well, thanks for your call.
And my question concerns blood pressure. I'm 74 years old, and what's an acceptable range of blood pressure for a 74-year-old men.
Well, I'd say if you look at all the medical studies that have been done, you cannot expect your blood pressure reasonably to be 100 over 60. A normal range is probably going to be somewhere around, I would say I'd be comfortable if it was in the low 80s on the lower end and around 140 on the upper end.
Okay.
Can you give me your numbers, though?
Well, this morning I had about 138 over 76.
Well, that's a great number, dude. I like it.
Well, it's not always that good, but...
So how is it when you're really, really bad?
Okay, well, I'll give you a little history. Lisinopril, the maximum dose they'll put you on with that is 80 milligrams a day. And I got a new cardiologist, and the first visit, when he looked at that lisinopril 80 milligrams a day, he said, I'm going to get you off of every bit of that. And
really?
Which was, you know, like, wow. I'd be glad for that.
What was his plan? What was his plan?
Well, this man, if you want to hear his name, he's a cardiologist.
I know who you're talking about, but what was the plan?
Well, the plan was to take this CoQ10 dosage that he had laid out for me. And now here, just in a matter of, say, 3 months, I'm totally off of lisinopril.
Well,
yesterday when I went to see my primary physician, I couldn't believe it came out so good. Because, you know, sitting in a doctor's office, you always have that white coat syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
And but anyway, it was 124 over 70.
Oh, that's great. And that was without any lisinopril?
None whatsoever.
Well, good job, man. That's great.
So even if it gets back up into the 140s, for a 74-year-old person, that's not anything to be worried about.
Mm-mm. No, it's not.
Okay. Well, thanks for that.
You're welcome.
That information.
Thanks.
A great day.
Thanks for your phone call. Have a good day, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, if you want to join me on the radio, there is a phone line officially open at 903-586-5257. I would call that a success story. Off all the drugs, only taking nutrients. Good morning. Welcome to the program. Thank you for your phone call.
Yes. I'm fixing to have a bone biopsy because of the breast diagnosis, and they have taken x-rays and say there's spots on the bone. My concern is that I think some breast biopsy triggered the cancer cells.
I'm so sorry.
To go into the bone when they did the biopsy. What I'm wondering is the bone biopsy then going to bring out more cancer cells to go into other parts of my body?
That's always been one of the aspects of doing a biopsy. Am I going to release cancer cells from their primary location to where they can travel through the blood or the lymphatic system to another location and metastasize?
Yes.
So I don't know what they're trying to... I don't know exactly what their goal is, and I'm trying not to be negative. Believe me, I want to do whatever I can to be very positive. But they may be looking at the bone biopsy to see if it's filled with breast tissue, to see if maybe the primary location is metastasized to the bone. So,
well, I believe that's what they have said that it has. So I don't need it spread anymore. They're going to do another scan on the x-rays for the pelvic, the abdomen, and the something else.
Is that going to be called a PET scan?
A CAT scan, I believe.
A CAT scan, not a PET scan?
I believe so.
Okay. Well, what do you want to see happen, or what do you want to do?
I'm alternative. It just petrifies me. to all this. And I've been alternative for over 20 years, and it, so.
Do you mind if I ask what your age is, if that's not too
75.
Rude?
75.
75? You sound mentally really sharp. I'm really proud of you.
Well, thank you. I've read books. I know what the cancer industry does, so I'm not for it.
Well, what do you want to do for yourself?
I want to know how to treat this without going to their drugs, because that's what they're pushing. And now they want a whole list of my supplements so they can see if it does anything to, in their estimation, harm.
Right.
The shot that they're wanting to give me for the bones, that what's it called? Anyway, I think it starts with a Y, or sounds like Yerba, but I don't know. Anyway, it's supposed to stop or promote bone growth, but I know in my heart that their drugs are not, they don't do what I would want them to do.
Has a doctor,
too many side effects.
Has this cancer doctor ever talked to you in glowing terms about the use of dietary therapies or diet or food?
No, I just saw her in Houston.
Has she ever talked to you about the use of vitamins or supplements or herbs to bolster your immune system?
She didn't even give me a chance to hardly talk. She was cutting me off right and left.
But you wanted to talk to her about those things, right?
Well, I thought I would be able to ask some questions, but...
Well, what was the number one question you want to ask her, or what were the top two questions that you were curious about?
Well, I don't think it would have mattered, because they're not alternatives, so...
Well, but what in your heart do you want answered?
I want answered, how can I do this without taking your drugs?
Well,
I know I've been over 20 years. I've done a lot of things, and I don't mind doing them. I just got to figure out what. Now we're getting into the bone, and that's not good. The breast is bad enough, and he wants to do away with the whole left one on that. Of course, the estrogen was taken away in January. So... anyway, there's nothing left, so why not just take it all away, right?
Were you saying that they had you on hormone replacement therapy up until January?
Well, I was doing estrogen up until January, and I'm on the whole bioidentical thing, and now they're wanting to take the progesterone away, the testosterone away. He says that, well, now this is the surgeon the day before that was saying that that my system, according to him, is it doesn't like the estrogen. I don't know how he worded it, but he wants to give me hormone blocking drugs.
Yeah. I believe you. Yeah.
And I want life. God says run to the light. Well, I want life. Choose life or death. Well, to me, the drugs and they're wanting to take away all the good stuff and replace it with all the negative death stuff, as far as I'm concerned.
If I'm not mistaken, the number one, it's not the only one, but the number one factor that predicts if a primary breast cancer tumor is going to metastasize from a breast cancer to another location in the body is the consumption of insulin-like growth factor, and you get that from dairy products. And so you're probably not even drinking milk or eating yogurt or any of that stuff.
I haven't done milk in since I first started alternative, I do like almond milk.
Most likely what has happened is they've poured gas on the fire by giving you estrogen.
Well, no. You mean my alternative person that gave me the bioidenticals?
The female body is supposed to be exactly 10 parts progesterone to 1 part estrogen. And so let's just say we change that ratio to 9 parts progesterone to 1 part estrogen. Then you have a situation called estrogen dominance. And estrogen is a hormone that exerts a very powerful, strong influence over tissue that's female in origin, like breast tissue. If you are given too much estrogen over the progesterone ratio, then what it does is it promotes cells growing and dividing a lot faster and faster and faster.
But I had a saliva test in January, and it proved that I did not have enough estrogen. So she was going to give me more. But then, you know, after seeing my gynecologist, and I knew something was there, and sure enough, you know, right off the bat, when he, you know, did his exam, he says, I'm taking you off the estrogen because this other doctor, the surgeon's going to do it anyway. So,
well, let's come up with a plan for you where you can live.
I would appreciate that.
Well, let me give you some simple ideas. If you look at the country, you know, on planet Earth that has the lowest occurrence of breast cancer, there's two of them, Okinawa, Japan, and Senegal. Senegal takes and they strip mine, or they dredge coral sediment from the ocean that's rich in selenium, and they use that as a fertilizer for their crops. So when people eat food, it's high in selenium. And so I just want to, and these are little tidbits of information, so don't take them as like the whole enchilada, but I would say selenium is going to be really essential for you. But on Okinawa, Japan, they have literally the highest natural intake of iodine on the planet. And if you look at the top three exports of Okinawa, it's sulfur. And so where you find that there's high intake of sulfur, you have the lowest incidence of cancer, whether that's breast cancer in women or prostate cancer in men. And so I'm a huge fan of sulfur and sulfation. The most potent antioxidants that your body produces would be called glutathione or alpha lipoic acid. All these are sulfur bound molecules. Why does vitamin C and turmeric work so well in the human body is because they tend to protect sulfation and sulfur. If you look at just the geographical United States, there's one state that has absolutely the lowest incidence of cancer, and there's one that has the highest. So the state of Mississippi has the lowest sulfur content of its soil. Guess what they have? The highest level of obesity, the highest heart attack rate, the highest diabetes rate, arthritis, and cancer. If you look at Oregon, where they've had volcanic activity in the past, you know, when a volcano blows forth and spews forth rock and molten lava, or magma, whatever the stuff is called, it's rich in sulfur. And when that sulfur spreads out over the landscape, you get sulfur in the soil. And when people plant onions and garlic and broccoli and cabbage and asparagus, they're eating rich sulfur. It is not by happenstance that Oregon has the lowest cancer rate. So sulfur-rich foods are the way to go. And you can only do that if you eat things like kale and Brussels sprouts and broccoli and cauliflower, cabbage. And so you're trying to increase sulfation. If you want to destroy the sulfur levels in the body, then eat sugar and wheat, which you kind of already know that. But for your just a thought for you, when you're trying to stop this diabolical process, and obviously stress plays a huge role in it. The more stress a person's under, that tends to be just very, I mean, even if you eat perfectly, if you have high levels of stress, even with a perfect diet, it kind of takes its toll on the human body, does it not?
It does, and I think that's why I got it in the first place. But there's, you know, I don't want to go into that over the air.
No, but you're being just very brutally honest that you've had your fair amount of stress, like probably most everybody has. But you're running to God with your issues, right?
You bet.
Good girl. So I'm
under his wing.
Yes, you are. That's Psalm 91. He who dwells in the shadow of the Almighty.
Exactly.
I bet you love that one, don't you?
I love the Bible, period. I'm a, what does the Bible say? We're all kings and priests, and it's up to us to search out a matter.
Mm-hmm.
So, to me, I'm a detective. You search it out, whatever it is. And I've read and read and read on this cancer stuff. There's a book called Knockout. I don't know if you've ever read it.
I have not.
Well, you might want to.
Well, I've just written it down. Who? It's just called Knockout?
Well, it's by a lady who a lot of people don't agree with, Suzanne Summers.
Yes, great, I would agree. She is a knockout, because I saw her on Three's Company back in the 70s.
Yes. Well, this lady has got common sense.
No, you don't understand. Chrissy wasn't that bright on Three's Company.
Oh, I know. That's what I'm saying.
She was just
ironic.
A little bit ditzy, wasn't she?
Yes. And she wasn't that at all in person. But anyway...
you know who the smartest person on the show was?
Who is that?
Ralph Furley. That was Don Knotts. I'm telling you, if I ever have a moment where I'm thinking, you know what, I need a laugh. Did you ever see the Andy Griffith Show where he sings to Juanita and he gives his poem to her? Juanita, Juanita, there is none so sweet from your head down to your feet. I'm sorry, I'm getting distracted. You're here to talk about something. But no, I'll take a look at that book, but thank you very much.
And the other one is The Truth About Cancer.
Yeah.
And there are solutions, there are cures, but don't know if I can say all this over the air.
You can say whatever you want, it doesn't matter.
We know the AMA and the FDA doesn't like anybody cures cancer.
Yeah, I know, but God has given you the right to choose. If you want to use all your energy to seek Him, you can. No one can stop you. And if you want to live, then you have to seek out information to cause yourself to live. So, two or three ideas. Very, very simple. What we're doing is we're trying to starve the cancer to death. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And so, obviously, I'm not going to tell you to go and eat donuts and drink Coca-Cola today, right?
Yeah, I don't do that.
So, this is where any version of a ketogenic diet, if you look at the studies on longevity, they're phenomenal compared to the standard American diet. So just look into a ketogenic diet. Now, if it were me, I'm only telling you, I would look into CBD oil. I'm not offering anything as a complete panacea that's going to be a cure-all. And on top of that, I would take baking soda every single day.
I've already done that. I listened to your show. I've been doing that for...
Well, I said all that for you.
A month or 2 months.
Good.
And I've seen a difference in, I think, the blood pressure, and I think the swelling of my legs that was because of the back issues, what started the, well, anyway, I've had a back issue since December, and that hasn't helped any.
No, it has not.
Because of a doctor I went to there in Jacksonville. But anyway.
If you were to just consider, there's a couple of brothers that are oncologists in the state of Indiana who use what are called Cooley's toxins. And Cooley's toxins are the toxins that are produced by a type of bacteria called Streptococcus. Pretty famous for causing strep throat or rheumatic fever, scarlet fever, kidney disease. You can keep on going down the list, arthritis. But what they're doing is they're taking people that have an immune system that's a little bit sluggish at responding, and they're giving them these Cooley's toxins for the purpose of trying to cause a fever. And you just have to hold in your mind that every time that the temperature increases by just 1 degree Fahrenheit, so if your normal temperature is 97.5 degrees, if we raise it to 98.5 degrees, we've increased the efficiency or the killing ability of your immune system toward cancer cells by 2,000%. And so, if you had access to a sauna, I think I would stick you in there and cook you. I mean, therapeutically raise your temperature. If you did this, if you start working into it daily, that's when we can start to see a change here.
Well, I've thought about that too, and I just didn't know. I don't have a.
Well, you can buy them on the internet for $100.
What, a sauna?
Yes, a portable sauna. I mean, it may not be as attractive as one made from a exotic Brazilian cedar or something like that, but do you really want to spend $10,000 on one of those?
No.
Well, then you can buy a portable sauna, and you can buy an infrared sauna for $100 or so. Just look on eBay, type in sauna, and you're just trying to induce a fever within your body. And see, I know I'm kind of cutting to the chase here. This is not what I'd call super-duper accurate, but modern medicine is completely failing at treating cancer.
Oh, I know.
The results are just horrid.
And so
now all their emphasis is starting to switch. The shift is taking place very slowly, but the shift is going toward what are called immunotherapies. You know what those are? That is just the natural... Yes, it's just you're using your own white blood cells and your immune system to kill cancer, getting your own body to do its job. The problem,
right, and so, that's what I've read about too, and that's why I was trying to build up the immune system. And
yes,
these drugs that they're wanting to give you, for my situation, it even says the in the warnings, even their own warnings that they gave me the other day, that your red and white blood cells might be affected, and all the good stuff is going to be affected. You're going to have high cholesterol.
Well, what I want you to do is I want you to consider taking echinacea, taking thymus extract, taking spleen extract, taking probiotics, taking essential fatty acids, looking into the use of maybe some colostrum. But we've got to find
a
reasonable...
I've already got your Great Lakes colostrum, too.
Well, and we're looking for any reasonable pathway where we can try to find out what the glitch is in your system and respond to it. But these are ideas, and I really hope that I've helped you today. And I'm rooting for you, and I pray that God looks upon you with tremendous favor and compassion and grants you the very thing that you desire, which is life. Life is precious, and you're a precious person.
It is precious, and we're all precious in it, in His sight.
Yes, we are.
As children of God. And there's another scripture that came to me the other day that, usually it has to do with finances, but it dawned on me, you need good counsel around you.
Mm-hmm.
To counteract the, like what I'm getting in this other end of it, and so that you're wise in the decisions that you make, and you're the name that came to my mind, because I'm here in Palestine and not in Houston, where I was born and raised, and you seem to have the wisdom that God has given you, seem to be tremendous wisdom, just listening to you on the radio.
Well, I'm here to help you, and I love you. I want you to do really well.
Well, I appreciate it, and so you wouldn't mind having me as a patient, right?
Yes, that's my whole diabolical plot, is to improve you on every possible level. Of course, yes. And,
all right.
I'm not God. You know that, full of flaws, but my desire is for you to prosper. And that would be one of my plans for you, is to try to create the right environment for your body to strengthen and to excel at life. And I want you to live. So consider these things.
I would love to live, too.
Well, I will be glad to assist you on any level that I can. And I thank you so much for your phone call, and I hope your day goes really well.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
God bless.
And God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, if we have at least time for one more caller. I think the program ends officially at 7:57:45. That's 45 seconds. So there's a phone line open at 903-586-5257. Good morning. Welcome to the program. How are you?
I am good. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm great. Thanks for your phone call.
Thank you for taking it. I appreciate everything that you do for us.
Oh, you're so kind. Thank you. I'm glad that you called.
Absolutely. In June, I had surgery. I had my gallbladder removed. It was time for that to come out. I had a paraesophageal hiatal hernia that was repaired. I have some acid reflux damage in there, and they also found that I have gastritis. So the issues that I had prior to surgery seem to be better, but I know that I haven't fixed that gastritis yet, and I'm wanting some information on that. And then,
how long has that been going on?
Well, for 10 years at least, I had an issue. If I ate, it didn't matter what I ate or what time of day I ate, I would get a bubble, and I'd have to go throw up that bubble.
But that was the hiatal hernia talking, wasn't it?
Probably.
Yeah.
Didn't know.
Well, I think we can probably look backwards and say that was probably the reason why you got a bubble trapped in there.
Yes.
Okay. So, do you mind telling me and I'm not trying to revisit or rehash your pain and suffering, but when you say gastritis, what do you mean? What symptoms?
They did an endoscopy, and in the pictures it showed...
Well, no, that I understand.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, what symptoms do you have? I mean, do you feel perfectly normal, or?
I do feel perfectly normal.
Then why is gastritis an issue?
Well, do I need anything? Because I thought that was the thinning of the stomach wall.
Well, are you having acid indigestion, or heartburn, or reflux, or tummy pain, or nausea, yeah, or bloating, or swelling?
Maybe some bloating, but that may be my body trying to figure out now what I can to figure out what my body can and can't eat, or should or shouldn't eat.
I'm not trying to embarrass you, but are you having very well-formed bowel movements, smooth, large, well-formed?
Yes. And
what color are they?
The color they should be. Not
which is red, white, and blue, like American?
Yes. No.
Ha ha. No, are they kind of a brown color?
Yes.
Okay. Now that all bodes well. That's good. So we're just doing this based on the doctor says you have gastritis and thinning of the stomach.
Yes.
And that's the only. But you have a heavy stomach surgery yourself, right?
Yes.
Okay. They have not cut the stomach down to half its normal size and sewn it back together.
No. No stomach. No. They did a Nissen fundoplication, a Nissen wrap.
Yeah.
So they pulled the fundus, the top of the stomach, down, wrapped it around the esophagus, and stitched it down.
Do you by chance like to go for walks every day for exercise?
I actually walk a lot during the day at my job.
Are you a lumberjack? Is that too personal of a question?
Almost.
All right. If you have the... Maybe what I really want to say is the lining of your stomach. Can I just call that your inner skin?
Okay.
Just like on the outside of your body, you have these coverings called your outer skin. Now, have you noticed that your skin has changed over the years? Is it thinner than what it used to be?
I'm noticing that, yes.
Okay, so that's going to be kind of analogous to the lining of your stomach becoming a bit thinner. And so... The lady that was just on the phone a while ago, she mentioned Great Lakes collagen. Have you ever heard of collagen?
Yes.
And so one of the things that I want you to consider is that you may have a collagen deficiency.
Okay.
Because this day and age, people don't eat the skin on the chicken. It's my favorite part, but I mean, they don't eat it.
Right.
I mean, do you eat chicken skin?
A little bit. If it's crispy enough, I like it, but
Do you go down here to Super Gallo and buy those pork skins or rinds and eat them?
I don't.
Oh.
I'm not a real big fan of those, but I've tasted some that are good.
I was there the other day with my son, and we watched a woman buy a sheet of skin that must have been four by 8 feet, like a sheet of plywood. I'm really joking. Uh-huh. It wasn't that big. It was probably 2 foot by 2 foot. It's incredible.
Yeah.
And they have those for sale there, but, you know, anyway. But you probably have what I would call a collagen deficiency. And I'm just kind of throwing that out there because, I mean, you're very smart. You could look this up. But a form of collagen that I like, it's made by a company called Great Lakes. It's relatively inexpensive. It's called collagen or gelatin collagen hydrosylate. And you can purchase that very easily, like at a health food store. But if you do not give collagen to your stomach, it will not repair its lining. Between that and the use of probiotics as far as supplements, this may be kind of a home run for you, because the better the balance of good, friendly microbes in your gut, the better everything goes when it comes to the lining of the inner skin, which is the lining of your gut.
Okay. Now, I heard you talk about the keto diet.
Yes, ma'am.
And I did some research on that, and it seems to be very high fat. It's like,
yes, you're right. I would agree. It does seem to be very high fat.
Yeah, a lot of oils and that kind of stuff.
Have you ever heard of a newborn baby being born into the world?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what their diet is?
She's not a newborn anymore.
Well, I know, but do you know what their initial diet is?
What?
Ketogenic. It's very high in fat. The dominant calorie that comes from mama's breast milk is fat. So I don't think anybody can really tell me that a ketogenic diet is evil, because that's pretty much God's plan for like a newborn baby, if they want them to grow a lining of the stomach and have that brain develop. So, I mean, this can't be far-fetched here.
No, and I agree. But before I had surgery and I was reading it, and everybody that I'd talked to and things that I'd read about having your gallbladder removed, it's like, you stay away from the fat because...
The gallbladder can reach the point of no return where it becomes so damaged it just has to be, removed.
Yeah, and that's where mine was. But the keto diet, I was just, and I haven't really stepped out there, but I'm very interested in that because I like bacon and a lot of fats, but I like avocados. I use EVOO.
Does your husband say you're pretty much perfect?
I don't have one. If I did, he probably would.
He would, yeah.
With the gallbladder being gone, are there things that I should expect if I take off on this keto diet?
I think if you're going to be reasonable, you need to test the waters, dip your foot in the lake, and see what happens and learn from it.
Okay.
And so you're very, very smart. I think you'll be able to go, I tried cauliflower mashed potatoes with an avocado and cabbage and bacon or sausage, and just tell me how it goes, because everybody's wired a little bit differently, and you're going to find out anyway, right?
True. Very true.
So experimentation, you may need some additional bile salts. That's pretty easy to come by. BILESALT. You can get that as far as a supplement. But I thank you very much for your phone call. We're officially all out of time at this point.
Absolutely appreciate you. Have a great day.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. You're listening to KBJS FM 90.3, Jacksonville, Tyler Longview.